Where in the Bible will I find the Christian's need for secret societies? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. When a man is benefited spiritually, he's benefited intellectually and physically. When a man brings himself under the laws of Christ, he cuts off every dissipation that hinders the cultivation and development of the mind. He ceases every practice that injures his physical development. He ceases all dissipation, quits the use of spirits, tobacco, and all stimulants and narcotics, and uses food in moderation, so that the whole man is built up and strengthened. He ceases to strive for honors and riches, so he is released from care, anxiety, and worldly strife. He can do his duty, throw his burdens on the Lord, and sleep sweetly and soundly. He lives frugally and quietly, doing his duty to God and to his fellow man and to himself. The Christian religion, then, cultivates the heart, the mind, the body, and gives promise both of the life that now is and of that which is to come. That's what the Christian religion will do if we live up to its teachings. When we refuse to live according to its teachings, it cannot help us in that way. A man can find opportunity and the wisest means, wisest because given by God, in the church for receiving and bestowing good. If he lives up to the obligations of a Christian, he has no room in his heart, his life, or his purse for such secret societies or organizations that compete with or compromise the pure gospel of Christ.